Blog Talk Radio.
All is now being.
Peace and blessings, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into our show. I hope you all heard that beautiful song by Kim Weston, Lift Every Voice and Sing. I'm your host, Yakanan Ami, or Ya Ami. And tonight, we have some special announcements to make. We have some very special guests tuning in to the show. And we are proud to have everyone. So we want to sincerely welcome everybody to our Blog Talk Radio show tonight as we talk about violence prevention and the situation that's going on here in St. Louis, Missouri with Michael Brown, the Brown family, and the citizens of St. Louis, Missouri. I just want to again say that my heart goes out to the beloved family on tonight. And we have a lot of cleaning up to do, guys. We have to certainly clean house. We have to clean house tonight. There's a lot that we need to do. This is just the beginning. There's a lot that needs to be done. And this is unfortunately just the beginning. We are certainly in a state of emergency. We are certainly in a state of emergency. And my heart is still extremely heavy. I have not had much sleep at all. And I know that the brothers and sisters that have been out there on the battlefield every single day since Saturday has had very little rest. And I know this because my phone rings off the hook and I hear from the brothers and sisters. I call the brothers and sisters and I check on their well-being to see how they're doing, to see how they're holding up out there on the battlefield for this worthy and just cause. We need all the help and support that we can possibly get. We need more people out there on the streets. We need more people writing to the political officials to demand that justice will be served. We are continuously demanding that the name of the officer be released, which has not been done yet. So we want to talk about quite a few things tonight. But first and foremost, what we want to do is we want to take a few moments of silence and we want to remember those brothers and sisters that we have lost in the past. I mean, everyone. I'd be here all night long trying to name every single individual that we've lost. But I want you to know that those that we do not mention, that they are forever in our thoughts and in our prayers. My heart is truly heavy. And those of you that are not aware of the call-in number tonight, I want to give it to you all. The call-in number tonight is 347 is the area code. 857-1587. I want everyone that's listening right now to please post this information on your social media that we are live and on the air. And no justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. We will not rest. We will not stop protesting. We will not rest until justice is served. We will not rest until the name of this police officer is released. We will not stop protesting in the streets until the names of these officers are released and brought to justice. We want justice for the family of Michael Brown. We have lost many soldiers, and I'll name a few. In the most recent years, I'll go back about 8 or 9 years, and I'll tell you why. First of all, July 17, 2005, we lost Lavina Johnson. Those of you may remember her. She was in the military. They said that she committed suicide. This beautiful young sister, oh my God, this woman was raped. She was murdered. She was tortured. Her bones were broken, her arms, her legs, her neck was broken. They tried to set her on fire. 8, 9 years later, we got Eric Garner, July 17, 2014. The officers put an illegal chokehold on his brother, ended his life. July 17th, 05, Lavina Johnson. July 17th, Eric Garner. We had Trayvon Martin. We had Denzel Cornell, June 20th, 2014. We had Mike Brown, August 9th, 2014. Remember Oscar Grant. January 1st, 2009, John Crawford was also murdered. Ezell Ford, Sean Bell, Terrence Franklin. We also want to remember, I believe the brother's name, he was murdered by the cops as well in St. Louis, in Kirkwood, St. Louis. I forget his first name. His first name is slipping from me. Cookie Thornton. We want to remember that he was also murdered by the cops. There's various individuals that have been murdered, and we want to just remember these soldiers that have fallen. Mike Brown was a mortar. He was a mortar. He told his best friend, run, hide, go get help. He knew that his life was going to end. He told his best friend, go, get help. His best friend ran and hid behind a car. He was scared for his life, for his friend's life. But he listened to his best friend. Had he not, the truth would not have come out. It would have been another story, a young black male shot in the city of St. Louis. The reason being, he assaulted an officer. End of story. We would not have gotten to the point where we are right now. We would not know the truth. We would not know that this brother did not assault an officer. In fact, on the contrary, the officer assaulted Michael Brown. Michael Brown simply jerked and tried to get away from this officer who shot him. As he jerked away and began running for his life, the officer sat in his vehicle and shot this brother like he was an animal. Shot him twice. The brother said, why you shoot me? I'm unarmed. I don't have any weapons. The man lift his arms up in the air and said, don't shoot. Don't shoot. I have no weapons. I have no weapons. The officer walked up to this tenute to execute him, shot him in the head, shot him in his chest. The brother took about 10 bullets to his body, including the head. My God, my God. My God. His family and friends watched. The neighbors, the community watched. They saw it all. They saw it all. They saw it all. No justice, no peace is our cry. We must put an end to the senseless violence that's going on, not just in St. Louis, but in every state, in all 50 states around the world. And together we can stop the violence. Together we can stop the violence. No justice, no peace. The call-in number is 347-857-1587. 1587. 347-857-1587. We're going to go to the call lines in just a few moments. But before we go to the call lines, again, I want to request that everyone that's in the call line, that's on the call line and also in the video chat, to please go to your social media sites now, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and whatever, and let them know that we are doing this show. And we need their voices. We need them to represent. We need to hear their side of how they feel about what's going on in the city of St. Louis and worldwide. We need that right now. We need that right now. And then we're gonna have a few moments of silence, and then we'll come back. I'll introduce the show, the topic of the show. So at this point, we're gonna have a few moments of silence. Thank you. Okay. I want to welcome everybody to our show. And before I go on, I'd like to ask the community, and when I say the community, I'm speaking all 50 states and everyone across the world that's listening and that's in support and solidarity with what we are doing, seeking justice for Michael Brown and family and every victim that we've lost to police brutality and injustice. The injustice system. So much to talk about. We have so much to talk about. This is a quote. In days since Michael Brown was shot and killed by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, one missing bit of information has dominated much of the conversation and fueled much of the frustration. The name of the officer who shot Brown is still not publicly known. Police and other law enforcement officials have repeatedly declined to identify the officer, despite having said that they would do so earlier in the week. End of quote. it's interesting how they have videos inside of the police cars in St. Louis City and St. Louis County. And they're not releasing any of that information either. They have not released any of that information either. But they are quick to say, hey, to the citizens of St. Louis, Missouri, those who've seen what happened, we want your photos, your videos, your cell phones. We want all of that. You know what my response is? My intelligent response is this. Give it to them. You heard me. I said, give it to the FBI. Give it to the law enforcement. Give it to Michael Brown's family. Give it to Facebook. Give it to Twitter. Give it to Instagram. Give it to your friends. Give it to your family and keep a copy for yourself. They want it. Give it to them. But don't give it to them unless you've given it to Facebook. You've given it to Twitter. You've given it to YouTube. Give it to them last. Give it to them last. Let them not build up a case against us. Let us build our case based on factual evidence against them. That's how we're going to win. Our show is entitled Police Brutality, Genocide, Execution, and Rage. Again, we are talking about police brutality, genocide, execution, and rage. That's the topic of our show. That's what we're discussing. We're going to go to the call lines in just a few moments. Just a few moments, so call us. Bear with me. We're going to let me say this. Destiny prepares you for this moment, St. Louis, and the world over. But let me address what's going on in St. Louis. We are talking about life after tragedy. You are brave, all of you. I mean, standing down a barrel of guns, tear gas, smoke, and arrests. The entire world is watching and following the Brown family in St. Louis, Missouri. The people in New York are so impressed with us. They're impressed with you. No one would have imagined that the citizens would be in an uproar of this magnitude, that the people would be uniting, coming together as one, having one voice. People are praying for you, supporting you, and are proud of you. No one should ever make you feel like you are not worth it, and you really do matter. My question is, what happens from here? What happens from here on out? How do we get rid of the mayor and the city council in Ferguson, North County, St. Louis? These are questions that must be asked. These are questions that must be considered. There are enough citizens in St. Louis and in North County, in Ferguson, St. Louis, to make that happen. As of 2010, the census said the African-American presence was about 67%. I'm sure it's probably about 80-something percent now in 2014. We need to organize a vigilance committee for those that will follow the police, monitor their movements, stop them from abusing our people, from killing the unarmed and innocent. Whatever happened to policing our communities, we need to go back to doing that. Michael Brown was a courageous martyr. He sacrificed his life for his friends to spread the word of his death. History has been made, and God has chosen St. Louis as the birthplace of people standing up against police brutality, oppression, genocide, execution, and rage. My question is, how many have been arrested? How many have been injured? How many more must be sacrificed? You will hear from people that have been out there on a battlefield since day one. You will hear from senators. You will hear from community leaders. You will hear from fellow St. Louisans. You will have these questions answered tonight. We are about to go to the phone lines. We are expecting several special guests. Several special guests. Okay. I want to announce that we are bringing Tribal Rain, Max Parthas' wife, onto the show. We're going to ask her a few questions, and then she's going to do a special, special piece for us. She's going to do a special piece for us. I asked her to do a piece called "The City is Full of Mourning Mothers." Okay. So at this time, we're going to go to the phone line. Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. Is this Tribal? Tribal Rain?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Peace, beautiful
how
queen.
Are
how are you?
You?
I'm doing that well. Did you guys hear the
what's going on in the world?
Did you hear the introductory song, Lift Every Voice and Sing, by Kim Weston?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Hallelujah. I'm glad you heard that. Sister, let's get right into it. You've heard what I said. You've seen the news. You've been following what's been going on in St. Louis and the world over. You're privy to all of that information. What are your thoughts? How are you feeling?
Actually, right now, feeling highly excited. It's about time people have started recognizing the signs and starting to rise up and stand up for themselves. We've been silent for too long. We've been quiet for too long. We've been peaceful for too long. And the only way to fight back, the only way to get recognition, it seems, is to go on the offense.
Okay. Okay. No,
I
go
think
ahead,
what
go
Ferguson,
ahead.
Missouri is doing is highly necessary, highly necessary. And it's opening the eyes of people everywhere, especially those who felt that, I'm sad to say it, but Martin's dream is never mm-hmm. going to come. We are never going to obtain our freedom and our equality and our right to live peacefully. It's just not going to happen. As Malcolm said, the devils have come home to roost. It's time to stand up and fight for what we believe in, and to show them that we're not going to do shit anymore.
That's right. That's right. Speak it, sister. You sound frustrated. You sound very frustrated, and rightfully so.
I am frustrated, but I'm also jubilant. I'm not out there physically, but mentally and spiritually, my heart is there in Ferguson. If I had the means and the withdrawal to fly out there tonight, I would be there with the crowd. I would be out there protesting. I would be there with my arms raised, ready to fight and die for what's going on. As a mother and of three sons, if that was my child, there's no way in hell you would be able to stop me from being out there in the middle of it all. Fighting with the rest of them. It's just a wondrous thing to see it happening. And I know most people say, but we've been trying to be peaceful for too long. Peace isn't working. It's time to stand up and realize that. It's because we've been so-called peaceful for so long that the numbers are so high. If we had protested from the very beginning with Sean Bell, with Trayvon Martin and all the rest, if we had protested like you were protesting in Ferguson, then there's no way in hell all of these killings would have been going on. We raise our voice, we give rallies, we protest, and peacefully sing We Shall Overcome in marches. Each one of them has died, but as time went by, we've forgotten. We've gone back to our everyday lives, and it's time to stop going back to everyday life, because going back to everyday life means going back to dying out there on the street, being killed by the people who are supposed to be protecting and serving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, as a parent, that's just how I feel.
Sister, you have every right to feel that way. I'm a parent myself, and I do what I can to protect my babies. God forbid.
That's it.
God forbid.
We have to. And it's sad when I was growing up, I was always told, okay, if you're ever in trouble, find an officer. Now if I'm in trouble, I'm going to run the opposite way. If I see an officer coming towards me, I'm running. That's just it.
That's right.
I'm turning around. I'm not going to him for help.
That's right.
I I've been witness to the tragedy that have gone on. Way back in 1997 or 8 with Lawrence Myers, when he was shot face down on the ground. In Paterson, New Jersey. So I've been fighting that fight since way back when. And as each one of our babies are getting killed and murdered and our husbands are being slaughtered in the street, I've watched as people raise their fists, protest, rally, quietly sing "We Shall Overcome," and then go back to their everyday lives the next day.
We cannot have that.
That's it.
We cannot afford to continue having that.
And thank God Ferguson is standing up and not accepting it. They're doing something about it. All being witnessed on television. Not television, television. Because, of course, a lot of what's going on is being distorted and lied about to suit media standards. But the truth is out there. It's on Facebook. It's on social networks. It's on YouTube. It's on people's cell phones being shared individually. So the truth is leaking out. And you've got people going into Ferguson all over, standing up, united, ready to fight that fight. You have a lot of mothers out there ready to fight the fight.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, absolutely. I'm outraged, but I'm also jubilant, as you can see.
Absolutely. I mean, this is just from one parent. There are many parents out there that are outraged, that are so frustrated about what's going on, people. I see the phone lines are blowing up. I see the phone lines are blowing up. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you again for tuning in to our show. You're speaking to Yakanan, your host. And let me just remind everybody of the call-in number. The call-in number is 347-857-1587. Tribal Rain, go ahead and spit your piece, Queen.
My piece is called "The City is Full of Mourning Mothers." And it came about thanks to my husband, Max Parthas, who's also a spoken word poet. One of the children who was killed here in South Carolina actually came to one of our shows, the mother. And I believe it was the mother and one of the other family members came to the shows. And we was listening to their story, and Max challenged me to write a piece. So this is that piece. "The city is full of mourning mothers, just as in ancient days, wailing with lungs too dry to draw breath. Empty womb misfits, children torn from their bodies and cast aside like disregarded refuse. Misused, unloved, and forgotten. The city is full of mourning mothers. They wander around lost in a daze, unfazed by the life that continues to move on without them. They hear the long-gone laughter and reach for the outstretched hands that no longer dwell in the land of the living. They shuffle along haunted by the memories of their lost loved ones, gone too soon. Empty shells of their former selves, they've been placed on shelves in the basements of lost remembrances and labeled damaged goods. Beaten down by the hood and the slave catchers who run it. So we may never find out who done it. But we all know who pulled the trigger, who fired the gun, who sold them the drugs, or as Will the Real said, who shouted, 'Run, nigga, run.' Who shot them in the back of squad cars in dark alleys and on full grounds as they were lying down, hands cuffed behind their backs. We've all been appraised of the so-called facts. We all know who shot them dead. It was the same motherfuckers we hired to protect and serve. They were killed by the Brotherhood, men wearing white hoods masked by blue badges, marked for death simply because of the color of their skin. And because of those badges, we'll be fucked once again, and justice will not be served. The city is full of mourning mothers. They know these mean streets that fill heartbeats and fill up graveyards and prison buildings. This melanin life right here is hard and unyielded. Death stalks your child and mine from the moment they draw breath, so ain't no rest for the weary and downtrodden. The city's mothers are constantly on the run. running from street corner to courthouse, from courthouse to hospital room, from hospital building to funeral. And don't even mention hope, because all our hope is gone. Our hope drained out into the gutter along with the lifebloods of our husbands and sons while everyone stood by and became silent witness to murder most foul. And you wonder why we howl out in misery and abject rage? The city is full of mourning mothers, each and every one of them the same. Weary-eyed, empty-armed, broken-hearted silhouettes of their former selves. Arms reaching, hands needing to hold on to the lost loved ones who are gone but not forgotten. Oh, yes, the city is full of mourning mothers. Mothers haunted by the furtive sound of freedom's non-existent ringing. Peace.
Thank you, beautiful sister, for that wonderful piece, everybody.
You are so welcome.
Man, I don't know what to say. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for spreading the word. You all are listening to our show. Call in numbers 347-857-1587. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. Sister, if you can, please stay on the line. I'm going to go to the next caller. Your line is stay open, Tribal Rain. Peace. Caller 404, you're on the air. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Black Power, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. What's your name, brother?
King Osiris, calling out Atlanta, Georgia.
Peace and blessings, big brother. How are you?
I'm fine, man. Just, you know, noticing that we keep getting gunned down, man. You know, it's questionable why we keep getting gunned down and we got all these conscious people out here supposed to be doing the works.
Talk about that. How you feeling, brother?
Well, you know, this is my thing. The reason I feel that we continue to get gunned down is because we continue in a way to want to continue to seek validation within the white man system. What keeps happening is we think that we can go to work a 9-to-5 job, get our paycheck with, you know what I'm saying, at Friday or whatever the case may be, and that we are exempt from being punished. My understanding is every time we consent to working in their system or participating in anything that they set up, we agreeing that we're still slaves. You know,
amen.
I know it's kind of hard for people. I know it's kind of hard for people to say, you know, I'm not living a certain type of way to show my rebellion or to not to participate in this system. But that's the extreme we got to take. We got to take extreme measurements to not be involved so that we won't get blamed or blackmailed or white-mailed later on. You know, we have to totally detach ourselves from this system, the European system. I don't know how y'all feel about me saying the white man system or this cracker system.
The reason that brother got gunned down,
I'm around his age, man. I'm 25. And the reason they're, look, young people, you grown people, our elders, the reason all of us are continuing to get killed or incarcerated is because we don't have elders standing up no more. You know what I'm saying? Way back in the 60s when we had the Black Panther Party movement, you know what I'm saying? We had elders in position, in their rightful position, making way for us and got infiltrated. You know what I'm saying? But there's no excuse for it to go down now. We got so many people, so many brainwashed people walking the streets, you know, but we got all these conscious people nowadays seeking more money out of the system than seeking educating the people, man. But now y'all leave it up to us. And this is what happens. What happened with Trayvon Martin. You know what I'm saying? This was an intelligent brother. They're not going to tell you this brother was walking around conscious. They're not going to tell you Mike Brown was walking around conscious with his third eye open. They're not going to tell you why they really assassinating these people. This shit is not, this is not an exam. I see the police flagging me all the time, man. Just a minute ago, when I was walking from QuitTrip, the fence was sitting right there. I took the picture of the vehicle. You know what I'm saying? When they hearing these young people out here that's full of life, they got a whole lifeline ahead of them. They got so much time to think of something to destroy this damn system. So they're slowly getting rid of those people that actually can really make a dent in the system. The reason that happened with Michael Brown is because, you know, we're disunified. we're disunifying in such of a way that it's killing us. You got the whole conscious community fighting amongst one another. You know, you got someone debating over knowledge, debating over the Bible, debating over the metanetra, debating on who is right, and debating on nationalism, for all that. What it's time for is that we do need a military. We do need the conscious community to come up with their own meetings, secret meetings, secret societies, all kinds of things, man. We need this. And it needs to not be televised. It needs to not be on the media. It needs not to be posted on Facebook. No. You have to select those people who are really out here doing the works of the Creator. And then select those people and then go from there. I look at these elders and I'm like, what are y'all talking about, man? Young people ain't interested in that. If that's your target, they ain't interested in that. They're not interested in Kemet because Kemet is no more. You feel me? What's happening in America right now is the new Kemet. Warren James is the new Kemet. We got to meet them where they at. Let them have the new J's. But we're going to change the ideology of them J's. You know? That's how I feel about everything. We're going to continue to get gunned down. We're going to continue to be outnumbered when the military is strolling on these streets and nothing the conscious fucking community going to do about it. Because they couldn't do shit about it with Malcolm X. They couldn't do shit about it with John Henry Clark or any of our leaders or any of our body, you know, because we're still scared. But these young people out here that are getting gunned down, they ain't scared. Your young people out here are getting killed for the revolution. And then they're making us an example. They're incarcerating us on false allegations. They're kidnapping us. You got lots of kids by the year come up missing, black people, you know. And there's another thing I want to say about the protests out in my hometown, because I'm from St. Louis, and this is why I'm so heated, because I never thought it would happen there. But let me tell you this. It's shocking to see these white protesters marching in front of all the black protesters and getting shot up. And then this is what they post. They post on Facebook, well, white people will get gunned down too the same way. So they can make an excuse and say, well, why are you crying about Mike Brown and Trayvon Martin, and it happens to white people too? This is not white people's war. The only thing white people can do is sit their fucking ass down and kill them goddamn selves, man. Because their people and their race of people is the ones that is destroying us. We have to start hitting these true issues, especially in our neighborhoods, dealing with the Bloods and the Crips everywhere. The whole conscious community is so goddamn scared to start a motherfucking movement in the conscious community, in the ghettos where the guns is at, where people is being knocked down. I don't see nobody in Chicago hoods. I don't see nobody in New York hoods. No conscious community is in the hoods talking to them people because they fucking scared of them. But you can see these white police patrolling their goddamn neighborhood all goddamn day. They ain't scared, but black people is. Black people are scared of their own people. That's why that man got gunned down like that, because we not doing what the hell we supposed to be doing.
Brother, I definitely appreciate your concerns, man, and for speaking your piece. I definitely commend you on calling into the show this evening. I got an announcement to make, everybody. I don't know how true this is. I'm researching it right now. You guys, I advise you to do the same thing. Google this name. They are saying right now on Facebook, they got a picture of allegedly the chump who killed Mike Brown, Officer Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, middle initial P as in Paul, last name William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Google that while we're on the show. I just posted it on Facebook as well. So we're trying to find out if that's him. I don't believe in rumors, so we need to deal with stuff that's factual. Looks like we have an address and phone number of this alleged officer who killed Michael Brown. He's 45 years old. So look on Facebook. Go to SWIP Poetry Chapter right now, SWIP Poetry Chapter. It's on our page right now. We are liking it and we are sharing it right now. Again, we need to check the validity of who this is, if this is actually the officer that murdered Michael Brown. We have to go to the next caller at this present time. We're going to area code 713. You're on the air. Area code 713, please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, this is Ashira calling from Houston. Houston supports Ferguson all the way, 100%. Rise up. It is African summer. And I did that earlier today about the officer. It was Anonymous, that hacker group Anonymous. They actually posted the name and address, all the information for that particular officer, and they said that they wouldn't post his name and information until they actually verified it, because I know they've been saying it all week. So for them to post it, I'm kind of thinking that it may actually be correct. But again, like you said, you know, we don't want to spread rumors. You know, we don't know. So I didn't bother about posting it. I did post the article because people did start posting the article about him earlier today. So, but we definitely stand with Ferguson down here in Houston. And my goodness, I sure would like to go there and support them. I've been posting pictures and trying to keep up with what's going on myself.
Okay. Well, we certainly appreciate your support, sister, definitely, and thank you for tuning in to the show and for speaking your piece. I know that they were saying that they had quite a few officers, I think two officers' names that they had mentioned, but then they said that that information was incorrect. Either it was incorrect or they were just refusing to give us that information. We're still expecting a few special guests tonight on tonight's show, guys, so, you know, we're going to continue talking about what's going on, the violence that's going on in the area. And, you know, when we are again asking St. Louis citizens to call in to the show. We are expecting calls from the senator. We're expecting Senator Jamila Nasheed, Sister Patricia, who's also been out there on the battlefield since day one. I mean, the sister's out there working it every single day. Every single day she's out there. So I'm expecting a call from her and some other people from the St. Louis, Missouri area. So if you're on hold, just continue holding on the line. If I see a caller from the 314 area code, I will jump to them first because they're in the city and we need to find out what's going on right now. So I see a caller on the line right now. Sister, did you have any other words that you wanted to say before I go to this next caller, area code 314?
No, I won't take up any more time, but I'll just stay tuned in listening because I do want the people to be able to call in and give us a report.
Certainly, certainly, definitely. Okay, we got. I'm going to go to the next caller, Sister Tribal Rain and Sister Sherry. I'm going to keep your line open. I'm going to area code 314 right now. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from. Last digit 9538. Caller, you are on the air. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's going on? It's KP from North St. Louis. I'm over in Baden.
Peace and blessings, big brother. How you doing? Thanks for calling into the show. How you be?
Man, I'm blessed. How you guys doing?
Man, we doing good, family. We doing good. Tell us what's going on out there, man. Have you had an opportunity to get out there and protest and be involved with the movement on the streets? What's going on?
Well, I've been seeing a whole bunch of action, man, but to be truthfully honest, you know, I've been protesting, like, way before, you know, the Brown case or whatnot.
Yes.
And it's kind of like, you know, a lot of people are misdirected out there, and we need to regroup, I think, as a people and get some strategic goals that we want to set, because at the end of the day, the U.S. government got the muscle and the might. We could come together, but, you know, it's casualties of war. You see what they're doing in Fallujah. See what they did in, you know, Iraq, you know. I ain't really trying to see that happen over here.
Right, right. Right. Well, brother, we definitely appreciate your concern and speaking your piece, man. You know, we got youth out there. We got young people out there, you know, that are scared. They're frightened. They could be next. We could be next. You know
hey,
I mean?
We all could be next, man, but we got to start changing our civilization, man. We got to start taking our youngsters under our wings and give them something to look forward to because when you think about it, if this your first time ever getting involved and you know what's going on with black people or race relationships or what's going on with the police, then you basically on it late anyway. So you need to be caught up with the people
Amen.
That's actually out here every day, you know, to give them some
that's
direction
right.
on where the points of attack.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
That's certainly key, big brother. That's certainly key, and we need strong voices like yourself, like sisters, like the sisters that's on the line, man. It's the sisters that's out there really like they going
hey, the sisters
hard.
Sisters leading the campaign. Yeah, they big up.
They
the
going
sisters.
Hard.
They
I mean,
leading the campaign.
I'm not advocating,
you know,
but I'm just saying, like, it's a lot of sisters out there that's doing a lot of work. I mean, they carrying it strong. I mean, they
my lady out there, she's out there, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely, you know, feel the cause. But we got to be directed,
certainly,
y'all, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to come to martial law, you know what I'm saying? They already discussing it, you know, out there in Washington. And, you know, we better come together, you know what I'm saying? That's the biggest thing. If we ain't doing this to get peace or end game to change what happened to Mike Brown, we failed ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the dog and pony show, they're going to do what they want unless we make some changes. It's going to be documented, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. Yeah, we definitely making changes, big brother. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and go to the next call. I see another caller
Real
from
talk.
The area code 314, and we're going to go there. I'm going to put you on hold, big brother, okay? Just stay on the line,
All right,
peace. Area code 314-1600. I'm going to open up your lines. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from. Caller, you are on the air. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, Rhonda Goolsby, calling from St. Louis. Maplewood.
Peace and blessings, sister. How are you? Thank you for calling.
I'm doing great. You're welcome.
We appreciate your support, sister.
Thank you. This whole thing
has
upset me, upset my daughter. I've never, ever seen my soon-to-be 16-year-old daughter so passionate and angry about something that has taken place. She penned a letter to her own principal regarding this event and how, you know, they don't really address current events. And I'm so proud of her. And another student has also asked for more current events because so much has happened here in our city and nobody's, you know, believe it or not, some schools are not talking about it. You know, it's just like a non-issue, like they're in a bubble, isolated. And I'm really proud of my daughter and another student for speaking out, you know, being such a young person. But I've never witnessed her so passionate about anything. So,
okay,
it's unreal personally. It's not surprising to me what happened, but it still hurts. It's still, you know, I'm still angry. You know, on one hand, I'm angry, especially what happened to the young man, Mr. Brown, you know.
Sure.
But I'm also sad because there's so many people with all of this anger and some legitimate anger, and they just don't know what to do, you know. I don't advocate violence or anything like that, but I do understand that people who are marginalized sometimes can only take so much. You know, I understand that. You know, we just have to come together and find a way to assist young people. It's not just young people. It could have been my child. You know, it could have been Uncle so-and-so, you know. But I just think that the underlying problem has to be addressed. It just can't be ignored. You know, this is not some isolated incident. It's not the first of its kind. It's not the last of its kind. But I think that other than, you know, a large group of people being looked upon as violent or whatever, I think that people should address the underlying issue because sometimes people get to the point where it's fight or flight. You know, and again, I don't advocate violence, but you must address the problems and the inequalities and the disparities and the racism. You know, you can't ignore that and just focus on one part of it. So that's how I feel.
Certainly. And let me ask you this question. Have you been out there on the battlefield at all?
I have not directly, but I have in regard to talking to people, to getting the word out there regarding injustice. And I've been doing that for years. That's not new. You know, I've been saying the same thing for a very long time, you know, not just here, but everywhere, you know. It's not new. It's not new. I've been writing about the same thing for years. I've been talking about the same things since early college days. And it's one of my passions because you cannot ignore isms. You just can't.
Right.
They must be addressed. And I've always said that a problem that is not acknowledged cannot be addressed, or a solution can't be found if you don't even acknowledge the problem. And so we must acknowledge the problem, and we must work for solutions. And I do believe that talking about it in a safe environment and speaking the truth is very important. So that's why I called in.
Thank you so much, sister. I do appreciate it. We got a lot of positive, strong sisters on the line. We need to hear from some more fellas out there that's been out there on the battlefield as well. Some sisters from St. Louis, brothers from St. Louis. We need y'all to call in. The guest calling number is 347-857-1587. 347-857-1587. I'm going to go to this caller, area code 713. I saw that you called back, and we definitely appreciate that. You've been on hold for a while, so let me open up your mic. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, please. Peace. Area code 713. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
Peace, Brother Yachnan. This is Ashira again. I'm still on the line from earlier.
Okay. Great. Okay, that's what's up. Thank you so much for holding, sister. Did you have any other words that you wanted to say to us?
Well, you know what? I just want to say that, again, down here in Houston, we're supporting what they're doing, and we're trying to make sure that we put the correct information out. I know, some reports were stating that the people were throwing Molotov cocktails at the police officers. Well, they're throwing them at them, and they're just returning the fire. They're just throwing them
absolutely.
Back.
Here, take
this
back. We don't need to take this back.
That's right. That's what they should do. And I've been posting the pictures of people with the rubber bullet wounds and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very interesting to me that once the reporters were attacked and jailed, now everybody's reporting about it.
Amen.
And all of the news even more and all of this. You know, it took us all weekend to really push this story out to the front. You know, and I give props to everybody. You know I hear a lot of people say, oh, you can't be an internet activist. Yes, we can. Push this information out, because even the people over in Palestine now are saying they support Ferguson. Have you guys seen that picture?
Go ahead and post it on our page.
You know what? I tried to find your page. Spell it out.
Swift, S-W-I-P, S-W-I-P Poetry. Chapter, SWIP Poetry Chapter.
Chapter.
Yep.
Okay, I'll put it on your page. Yes, I did post
mm-hmm.
that. It's a brother from Palestine holding up a poster board saying that he knows what it feels like to be assaulted by rubber bullets, and Palestine supports Ferguson. That almost broke
Amen.
My eyes. Okay?
Hallelujah. Like I said, guys, at the beginning of the show, the whole world is watching and supporting us here. So, you know, you are not alone. You are certainly not alone. St. Louis is... If we ain't been on a map, we definitely on a map now. I must say, I'm proud of St. Louis. I am proud of St. Louis. You know, we back you 100%. We from the Show Me State, baby. We going to go to the next caller.
That's what's up. I wish I was still at home in Memphis. I would have crossed that bridge by now. If I was still at home in Memphis, I would have been there this past weekend. You better believe that. I'm trying to see. I already Google mapped it. It's 12 hours for me. Here in Houston, but my God, I might have to save my little nickels and dimes and get
there
a little
you go.
Or something.
Okay. All right, ladies, let me go to the next caller. We got a few callers that
I
have not talked to yet. So if I've talked to you already, just let me know that, and then we'll keep moving because we got a few callers that's still on the line. So I'm going to area code 251. Area code 251. Everybody else, your mics are still open, so please. Keep all the background noise to a minimum. Area code 251, please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Sarah, and I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama, in support of what's going on.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for giving us a call. We appreciate that.
How are you today? I have one question.
Yes, certainly.
Is Trey Davidson locked up? He was reporting from St. Louis.
Trey Davidson. I am not certain who that is. That's a question for the listeners. Trey Davis. Is Trey Davis locked up? Was he a protester?
No, it's Trey Davidson.
Trey Davidson. Who is
uh-huh.
he? To give us information on him.
He was someone that I was following on Facebook that was keeping us up to date with everything that was going on. Y'all should go to his Facebook page and check it out. But they're reporting that he has now been locked up for terrorist threat or something.
Hmm.
Hmm.
And they say the police was monitoring his Facebook page. They was on his street by his house, passed by his house, looking at it. So I'm trying to see, is he locked up or what? Because he was giving me all of the information I needed.
Okay. We are, guys. I need you to look that up. Google that. Contact someone that you know. Those of you that are listening, our call-in number is area code 347-857-1587. We need to know if a Trey Davidson is locked up. Send us a message on Facebook, SWIP, S-W-I-P, SWIP Poetry Chapter. Add us as a friend. Send us an inbox. We need to find out. I'll be posting that information right now. Trey Davidson, D-A-V-I-D-S-O-N. Is he locked up? I need answers. I need somebody to reply to the answers. Trey Davidson, we need to know if he's locked up. What's going on with Trey Davidson? Look up his Facebook page, guys. Give us the information. Okay, sister, we're going to go to the next caller. I'm going to start muting some of these lines because I'm hearing some background noise and our echoes, and I don't know where it's coming from, but I want to make sure that I at least get all the callers, and then I can open up the lines again. So, again, if I've already spoken to you, just let me know that you've already spoken, okay? All right, everyone.
Okay,
so, again, our call-in number is 347. Nope, not a problem, sister. Stay on the line. 347-857-1587. 357-857-1587. All right, let me go to the next caller. Looks like caller 843. I'm coming to you next. Caller 843, please tell us your name and where you're calling from. Thank you. Erico 843, caller, you're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, please. Erico 843. Okay, we'll come back to you. All right, let's see, who else? Oh, give me one second. We got callers calling in from everywhere. We appreciate all that love and support. Tribal Rain, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Brother Osiris, you still with us?
Black Supremacy, I'm here. I'm promoting your link.
Okay, good deal. Okay, Brother KP, your line is open. You still with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Erico 251, I'm coming back to you. Yep, this is Sister Sarah. Sarah, you still with us? Sarah, you still there?
Yes,
okay,
I'm here with you.
Okay, I'm going to Erico 713. You still with us, Sister Shira? Sister Shira, you still there? Okay. Erico 314, I hear you. You live and on the air. Erico 314, last 4-4101. I know you're just listening, so if you got anything that you want to text us or chat to us or whatever, send that to us. Send it to us on Facebook. I'm just letting you know. I see you. I recognize you. Thank you for your support. I'm muting your line. Okay, area code 843. Erico 843. 843, can you hear me loud and clear?
Hello.
Okay, peace. What's your name? Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hello, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. What's your name, where you're calling from?
All right, peace. My name's Msiri Mungu. Calling from South Cat.
Okay, peace and blessings, brother.
Yeah.
Say your name one more time. One more time.
Msiri Mungu. Kiswahili for poet God.
Okay, poor guy.
All right.
Peace and blessings. I recognize some of that. I'm a little rusty with the language, but thank you. I appreciate that, black man. Spit your piece, man. Tell us what's going on, man. What's on your mental?
But true indeed. We just wanted to let all the people in Ferguson, St. Louis know that you know, they have our support, even way down here in South CAC as well. We're doing as much as we can. As the woman, Sister Ashira mentioned, you know, being active any way possible that we can, calling in to the mayor up there and protesting that way, being active on the internet in any which way we can. But I also wanted to make mention that this is Black August, right? And it's kind of, I don't think it's, ironic that this event is taking place in the month of Black Officers. And Black Officers is the month where we uphold our freedom fighters who came before us, who gave their lives for the struggle. And I think this is very important what the people in Ferguson are doing as far as standing up against oppression. And we support that all day, every day. So keep fighting, keep resisting, and peace and blessings to everyone.
Black man, we definitely appreciate your call and your support, most certainly. Guys, again, I want to remind you to please post the information on all your social media networks. We need to hear from more people. More people need to be calling in to support this show, what we're doing, what we're talking about. So, again, please call in. The call-in number is area code 347-857-1587. Every phone line is open except for area code 314, ending in 4101. We appreciate your questions, your comments, your concerns. Just letting you know that we are here. So anybody else, your lines are open. Let's talk.
Hey, what's going on, brother? This is Brother Rennell Parker.
Peace and blessings, my comrade soldier. What's going on, Doc?
I can't call it peace to all the family that's on the line, everybody that's called in.
Much love.
Oh, man. Love, man. Love is all the way around, Doc.
Listen, man, I appreciate you calling in to the show, man. You know, I know it's hitting. I know it's hitting your family hard, man. This strong brother, his wife, is the godmother of Michael Brown. May he rest in peace.
She's not the godmother. Her godbrother is his stepfather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for that clarification.
Yeah.
Thanks for that clarification.
Not a problem.
Okay. Speak your peace, brother. Tell us what's going on. Have you been out there in the battlefield? Talk to me. I know you and I, we kind of in the same situation, but go ahead and tell us, you know, how you feel, brother, about what's going on and what you've witnessed, too.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, brother, I've been in the trenches for years. And it's real out there what our people are facing, what our people are dealing with. And it's imperative that we, number one, we let them vent, because we can't console them and we can't heal them without them getting it out first. They've got to get it out. They've got to let their voice be heard. You know, and as much as our people are fighting now, what we're doing is teaching our people how to fight.
Right.
You know, one of the things that we have to do, and my son is 11, and I teach my son, is that with those that have positions of quote-unquote authority, we must know what governing documents give them authority and what are the limitations of their power, then understand what are the extent of ours.
Please.
You know, the NRA... The NRA are fighting tooth and nail, but that's because they read the documents, they speak their language, so they know what their rights are and what they're not. And we must do
that's
the
right.
same, and understand how can we fight this? Because you can only fight an opponent by studying that opponent and know what their strengths and weaknesses are, so you know what to attack. And if you don't know
that's
what
right.
to attack, then what you're going to expose is your weakness.
There you
and,
go.
And ignorance is a weakness. And ignorance is not from a negative standpoint, from the lack of knowledge and not knowing.
Right.
And when you don't know how to fight or what you're fighting against, then all you're doing is setting yourself up for failure. And now it's time that we educate, we equip ourselves, and then we fight strategically and intelligently so that we can succeed, because our victory is evident. Our victory is evident right now. And one thing I heard a brother say last night, Pastor Clark, I said, well, on church, he said, you know, talking about the people doing what they're doing. He said, I'm one of the few people that I'm standing here as your pastor. I'm not going to tell them to stop. He said, these people are hurt. They are angry. Let them get out. Then he said this, something very key. He said, people who don't own nothing tear stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
So now this goes back into.
Yeah.
Okay. this goes back to what we need to do as a community is what we teach our children about having pride and value in self and who they are to want something more. So now we're talking about accountability of self.
Agreed.
That's right.
So when we teach our children to be accountable, and then also as our peers, as parents, and we teach the parents, and we hold them accountable for what their children do, don't do, and so, you know, just really get our people
to stand up,
to identify who they are, identify who we are so we know where we're going by knowing what we've already gone through. And this is my last thing. I apologize, I went off.
You fine,
but
brother.
This is also a prime opportunity right now. This is a prime opportunity. As these things are torn down, this is an opportunity for the rebirth of Little Africa.
There you go.
This is where Little Africa and Black Wall Street can come back full strength. Now, those of us with the resources, the know-how, go in and build what was destroyed and make it our own and teach our people about cash transactions so that the dollar can circulate the community again. Thus, for the value that is decreasing now will increase because that dollar stays in there where we have our own.
Bring them black communities. Bring them black credit unions. Bring them black banks in our communities. Bring them black grocery stores. We need another Yours Market. We need another Yours Market. I'm calling Brother Anthony Shaheed. I'm letting Brother Anthony Shaheed know in St. Louis. We need another Yours Market. Call in, brother.
Something about Yours Market. Because I was down there when they were building. I go down there frequent Yours Market.
That's my hood.
But Yours Market They don't sell no alcohol. They don't sell no dice. They don't sell nothing that our people can use to oppress themselves. But
there
our people won't support. You know where they go? They go to Salama's Market where the liquor is sold. They go down the road to where the cigarettes are sold. We've got to go and quit oppressing ourselves. Now, I'm not saying don't enjoy yourself, but be wise as far as how we live and how we keep our children. We got to
restrain ourselves, you know,
don't let it become
our vice like we do, because in this country they train us basically to go overboard with everything. We have a group of people that have never had, therefore when we get a little bit, we got to abuse and exploit it. So we got to start socializing these people, and that, the cops included. We got to have more due process as a people to be able to tell these people who we want to be cops. They need to go through our test. Our kids need to be making better relations. We need to make relationships between police officers and the schools so our kids don't have to grow up thinking that these guys are here to kill and oppress them, but be here to enforce some laws that's put in to keep some kind of order and protect them. So, you know what I'm saying? That's another root to the evil that's going on today, is just the culture of where we live in America. It's no trust. It's even no trust among most brothers. So we got to work on healing ourselves, strategically come together like my brother was, you know, alluding to, and try to get some more equity as a people. And I think this is the perfect catalyst for us to stand up for that and put something through to where, you know, we can become more self-reliant. But we can't do it without America getting behind us like they have gotten behind every other group on this country. You know, in
that's
this
right.
country, they've gotten behind every group.
All right, hold on, callers. We got a few callers on the line. Hold on, everybody. We got a few callers on the line. Now, again, I am asking everybody to please go on your social media right now and blast our show right now. We need the people involved. I just got word that the Honorable Senator Jamila Nasheed is on the line. We're going to come to her in just a few moments. Again, for those of you that don't know and that are just now tuning in, this sister has been on the battlefield. She's been in the trenches, supporting our cause and our vision of what we're doing and trying to bring justice to this peace. So we for to go to this sister in just a minute. I'm going to area code 843. Again, if I've already talked to you, just let me know I've already talked to you. We got quite a few callers on the line. And again, the phone lines are blowing up, and I appreciate everybody for calling into this show. Go on all your social media and blast this show. Again, I asked everybody at the beginning if you know Trey Davidson, if a Trey Davidson was locked up. I'm going to area code 843. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from. Area code 843. You're
yeah,
on the air,
peace,
843.
Brother.
Peace, brother.
Yeah, peace,
what's
brother.
Your name? Where you calling
yeah.
from?
Yeah, this M. Shirey. You spoke to me already, brother.
Okay. Okay, good deal. Peace
yeah.
and blessings. I'll put you back on hold, okay?
All right.
All right, peace. Area code 610-610. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. You're live on the air. Area code 610. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Peace and blessings. This is Lady Blue, and I'm calling for Ardmore, Pennsylvania. And I just called in. I don't even know what the topic. I'm just finishing my spiritual meeting, and I saw the text. So I'm just calling in.
Lady Blue,
even...
I appreciate you. this is one of our soldier poets. Tribal Rain, you still on the line? This is you remember Lady Blue? We got Tribal Rain on the line.
give him my love.
The topic, I will. I don't know if her line is muted or not, but police brutality, genocide, execution, and rage. The topic is police brutality, genocide, execution, and rage. So, Lady Blue, I'll come back to you in a few minutes. I'm going to get the Honorable Senator on the line. I know the Senator has something that she wanted to say, and she wanted to update the people on what's going on as well in St. Louis. So let me go to the Senator's phone number. Let me find the Senator. I'm going to place everybody on hold because I got to find the Senator's number. Okay, that's Brother Rennell. Okay, that's all right. Again, Senator, if I've missed you, please give us a call right back. If I've missed you, call us back. I'm going to play a quick song. Going to go to a quick little commercial break real quick, and then then we'll come right back. I got to get the Senator back online. So everybody, please maintain your positions. Get on social media. Take about a few minutes if you need to, and get on Facebook, your social media, and pump this show up. All right, all right, all right, everybody. Again, we want to thank you for tuning in to our show. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. I got word from the senator. She says she's having battery issues. Her battery is dying on her phone. I'm still trying to get her back on the line, though. We got approximately 40 or 39 more minutes until the show ends. I'll be uploading a few pre-recorded interviews that I've been doing. One is from DJ Cut here in St. Louis, Missouri. Strong brother, you know, speaking out against injustices and stopping the violence as well. So we definitely going to we are definitely going to get that interview on here as well. Then we got an interview from a sister named Darlene, who's on Facebook as well, and one of our Facebook supporters. So we're going to be uploading a few pre-recorded interviews. I have not had a chance to edit any of that, but I think that it's pertinent that we just get the information out to the people. And then also we got an interview from Abio Doom, one of the last poets as well, just in support. Abio Doom, he's a great supporter of what we're doing. And he supports any way that he possibly can. So we appreciate the last poets, Abio Doom. We love you, brother. And everybody else out there, we love you. We appreciate what you're doing. To our youth, we appreciate you and your strength. I mean, St. Louis is carrying it strong. I don't know what else to tell you. St. Louis is carrying it strong. Strong. And I just want to commend our youth out there for doing what you're doing, you know, for maintaining, keeping that faith. We need soldiers out there. We need soldiers out there doing what you're doing. This is okay. Let me go back to the call real quick. Let me see if we got the senator online, and if so, then we're gonna acknowledge that and bring her on. I'm looking for her right now. Let me go to my messages. Everybody, at this time, again, I'd like you to continue to put the information on your social media. No justice, no peace. We got a new caller actually on the line, looks like. Let me go to this new caller real quick and check these messages while this piece is uploading. Area code 901, you are live and on the air. Thank you for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, my name is Sheena. I'm calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
Thank you so much for calling in. Speak your piece.
Well,
speak your mind.
What's
on your mind, sister?
It's the whole case is there has a lot of stuff going on. So, just from the beginning, I was just trying to figure it out. Like, I mean, it was just so much. So, it's a cover. Well, we feel that it's a cover up because at what point in time do you have an investigation? Well, there was no investigation. The EMS didn't even come and pick up the body. They put the body in the back of, a police cruiser. So they're not even talking about that. EMS showed up at no time. The cop that was there basically left. They told him, from what I understand with, you know, other people being on the ground, the other police departments around, when they came in and started basically squaring off the perimeter, they told him to go. So you have no investigation. You don't basically take pictures of the crime scene. You don't take all the stuff that they do in a regular event. None of that happened. So, of course, I feel the pain of those people in Ferguson because it's like they have no answers. And then you have the media trying to make it seem like it's the public and it's the protesters that's doing this. But at no time have they asked the questions. While the police officer being so forceful, did they basically provoke them? And then, from what I understand, that's really what's going on, and that's why they had the looting and all the other senseless violence and stuff that's been going on.
Okay.
So it's just,
thank you.
You know.
Well, thank you so much for your comment. No, I'm just saying, first of all, thank you for calling in, and thank you so much for your comment. We definitely appreciate your input as to what's going on in the area. I will say this, and we've kind of touched bases on it already, everybody that's, you know, been tuning in to our show, our discussion this evening. We know that a lot of it's being provoked, not just in St. Louis, but all across the world, because this is what they do. Again, we are talking about police brutality. We are talking about genocide. We are talking about execution. We are talking about rage. Rage of the people because of the genocide, because of the execution of our black males, because of the police brutality of our brothers and of our sisters. I was looking at the news one day and I saw a cop beating a sister like she was a nigger.
Yeah.
On the side of the highway. I mean, just beating her pound for pound in her face. I don't even remember the sister's name, but I saw that. You know, we want to remember. Say that one more time.
I say, yeah, but she was a grandmother. The lady was, I think she was 50 years old or so.
Wow. Wow, that's sad. All right, I'm going to be going back to the phone lines in a second. Sister, we got some young ladies out there, young brothers out there. You got anything that you want to say to them as far as what's going on, what you see?
No, basically, I feel like if it's happening everywhere, then there must be a bigger picture. If we don't try to figure out what the overall bigger picture is, what if it's being provoked around the country, then there is an agenda of some sort that's going on, and we really need to figure it out.
Okay. Okay. Certainly. Definitely. I'm going to the chat room. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be opening up your lines in just a few moments. I just wanted to know if anybody found out if Trey Davidson was arrested. Please go to Swift Poetry Chapter. Add us as a friend. Send us an inbox. Let us know. We need that information. Also, go on Facebook and blast our show, guys. Contact your friends. I'm still doing it. I got over 5,000. On one page, I got about 4 or 5 pages, so I need a little help, too, getting this information out there to everybody as well. So each one teach one. Speak up, speak out. My brother Rennell's on the line, St. Louis. Got a few other brothers. Housekeeping rules, guys. We want to thank Osiris, hitting us up from the ATL, Sister Shira, Houston, and, you know, Rhonda, St. Louis, Brother KP, and the poet guy. It's going to take me a minute to get his name, the poet guy. This is Sarah, and then I already said Brother Rennell. Lady Blue, we're going to come back to you in a few seconds. And the senator, we're trying to get the senator back on the line. And then, sister, you say your name is Sheena, is it? Sister? Sister, you still there? Okay. Give me a few seconds, guys. I'm going to open up the lines and for additional dialogue. And then we're gonna move on to the next piece. I mean, you know, we're talking about genocide and all of that. You know, we just gonna talk about it. I got some things on my mind I need to share with the family. I mean, like, some people just need to leave St. Louis. Some people don't even need to be here. I'm just saying, you ain't gotta pay me $30,000 to march. You don't have to pay me $30,000 to march. You don't have to pay me anything to march. I'm just saying. Some people might need that salary, but from what I hear, they really don't need that salary. You don't have to pay me $30,000 to march. I mean, New York, they are supporting St. Louis. New York is like Sharpton came down there, and he did his march there. And from my understanding, some situations occurred there, and it wasn't good. He didn't leave on good terms with the citizens of New York. Did not leave on good terms with the citizens of New York. I mean, it's been a lot of underhanded stuff that's going on, people, and we need to educate ourselves on this stuff that's going on. Again, we don't need people in St. Louis that's trying to pacify us. We're not asking for you to pacify us. We want the truth. We want justice or there shall be no peace. Period. That's what we want. We want justice or there shall be no peace. That's what we need. Sister Patricia's trying to call me. Guys, let me try to get her on the show, give her the call-in number. I'm going to give her the call-in number now to the radio show. Okay, okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, they didn't even let that brother march. They didn't even let Al Sharpton march. They didn't let him march. They told him he couldn't march. He couldn't march over, I forget the name of the bridge. But it's some things that are coming out, guys, that we need to be aware of and why certain people are here. We need to be aware of why certain people are here in St. Louis. Everybody's not here to help. Everybody's not here to help. We got the attorneys here. These attorneys are not here to help. We don't need pacifists here in St. Louis. We're not asking for nobody to give us no pacifier. We're not asking you, and we telling you to stop telling us to shut up. Stop telling us to shut up. Our voices need to be heard. We need to know what's going on. The media needs to know what's going on. The world needs to know what's going on. They need to know what's going on. No justice, no peace. Questions, comments, concerns. Guys, I'm going to open up the phone lines in a few seconds here. I was trying to give the sister a few minutes to call in. Okay. Again, let's have a few moments of silence for those that we've lost. And I'm going to go to the phone line. I'm looking for the sister. Sister Patricia, let me see if this is her. We're going to have a few moments of silence. I have Sister Patricia on the line. I'll come to her in a second. Let's have a few moments of silence, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, with that said, no justice, no peace.
No peace.
No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. Okay, we got Sister Patricia on the line. Sister, thank you so much for calling. Your line is open. How you doing, love?
I am well tonight. We are having a party in St. Louis. Much different atmosphere than it's been. It's even dark, and we are not preparing for tear gas and trying to dodge, you know, flares and rubber bullets. Very, very different. This is what Mike Brown would have wanted.
Tell us what's going on out there. As y'all hear, she is live and on the field. This sister has been out there since day one on the battlefield. We love you, Patricia. This sister's been out there live on the battlefield. Tell us in detail what's going on, because we got some questions for you, sister. We got a lot of questions for you.
It's such a crazy idea of freedom. We can drive up and down the street. Before, police were providing a personal barrier where you could not drive up and down the street. Of course, if they were, you know, in riot gear, none of that is going out. There are even police in, you know, uniform working the crowd, talking to crowd. I saw them out earlier, but there are no armed trucks around here. There's nobody with sniper-looking rifles. I mean, they were even putting, like, the red dot on people. You know, I guess they thought it was funny. But there is none of that, and this is all community love. Everybody just riding up and down the street. Now it's dark. They're lighting candles. This is awesome. Hello? Hello? Did I lose you? Hello? Did I lose you?
No, I believe his line is still open. I don't know what's wrong, though.
Oh, man. I haven't done anything. Should I just go ahead and hang up?
No, no, no. Stay on the line. I'm listening.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you when you check. Can you hear us?
Yeah, just stay on the line. I think they disconnected him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's agents on here tonight. So tell us what else going on down there right now.
I mean, people are just having a good time. Like, the stores are open. Before, you could not cross. One of the major problems is the streets that they were blocking is where many of the residents in this area live, actually on Canfield Drive, which is actually the street where Mike Brown was shot down. And so you would have to walk about a half a mile out of the way if you participated in the protest. You'd have to walk out of the way to get home. So people now, they don't have to walk out of the way. I mean, you want to be able to protest and go to McDonald's. They blocked all that off. But people are holding signs, don't shoot. People of all ages out here, all colors, all socioeconomic. I mean, it's just a party. We have not had this out here. And it's dark because the problem that was going on before was that we were having the peaceful protesters, but some of the people who I call the agitators, who they were not going to be happy until they had like a physical confrontation with the police in some matter. They would always start that around when it got dark. And it is dark out here. It's been dark out here for a while, and there have not been any problems.
How is the riots looking?
How did the riots look?
Yeah, are there any riots?
No, no. This is a party out here. No, there's no riots. You know, contrary to what some people believe, a large gathering of black people can come together and there not be a problem. And I think that's what the thinking was, thinking that if a large number of black people got together, they had to, like, control the crowd. And we don't need that. We don't need any police state and militarization going on. We know how to have a good time. Did he ever come back? Hello? 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 Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, they're messing with the lines.
Wow. You're just going to have too much positivity tonight, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, them decoys, them devils on here. Major.
Wow.